and I appreciate them, and I wouldn't want to do it. Not now, especially. But anyway, all the kids were fine. None of them lost power. Seth and Nadine came over. Since they live in an apartment, it doesn't have a backup generator. We all thought it, the way they were talking, you know, originally about the storm, it might be good for them to come up here and hang out. And so they did. But till the ice melts, we'll be stuck in here for a couple days. I'm hoping it'll clear out pretty good tomorrow. Because it's pretty hilly around here until we get down a little ways from us. So anyway, I'll let you go. You got a good night going. I'll let you see if you have any more check-ins. And I will talk to you later. Appreciate you calling the net. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
KX and Blues 2-Meter Net. Shane, you and the family take care. And we'll talk to you all down below. Appreciate you being there. And with that, we'll see if we got any more check-ins right quick, and then I'll move over here to catch you out. Looking for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. We'll see, we don't have any for right now. We'll jump over here to Mr. Al, KJ4YEV. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, and then I just am blowing the dust out of my emergency grid. 5-watt handheld. I've got it hooked up to the outside 350 feet of tow rack. Main experiment to see if I can get in, okay? KJ4YZ.
Everybody's having a little bit of trouble tonight, and so are you. You're dropping in out of the repeater a little bit. Not enough to where I can't make out what you're saying or what the conversation's about. You're checking in on that 5-watt handheld on that beam again, and you're on a 50-foot coax on that thing. I'm telling you, it's doing you a great job, though. I'm really impressed with how well you get in from Gastonia on a 5-watt HT.
Beam antenna, it's a homebrew ground plane antenna. Directional, over.
I thought you said it was a beam. That's even more impressive that it's just a homebrew vertical there. So you're doing a good trip. Like I said, it drops out a little bit here and there, but not too bad.
Well, enjoy talking with you, and I hope to check you next week, KJ4.
Yourself, and I hope you and the family do well, and I hope your power stays on for you and the heat. But appreciate you being here tonight. All right, with that, let's see. We'll jump down here to Mr. Hunter, KO4VWO. He's down there in Clemson. Hunter, please call KO4HGET. I got tired of sitting outside the vehicle in the cold. I talked to him earlier, and that's what he was having to do, is go down and ice skate to get to his truck to check in and talk on the repeater. So he was making trips a couple times a day. But we will move on, and let's see. I got a couple more check-ins here off the pre-net. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ. He makes his home down there in Easley. And then my friend Cliff, KD4CTJ. He's over here in Etowah, just out the road from me. But he was struggling to get in tonight, too, so he just went ahead and jumped over on the pre-net check-in and checked in. So with that, we're going to pause and see if we got any check-ins or comments. Check-ins or comments all the way through the alphabet, all the way through Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HX. I guess that's it for tonight. And we will invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, will be calling the net. Come by and give him a good dose of Rider's Current and check in with him. And look forward to hearing you tomorrow night on the net. With that, I'll send my net report, and I will return shortly. Right here, we got another EchoLink station that just come up, so we're going to give them a chance to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HGX.
Net control, check in K4AUC. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Uniform Charlie. Rafe in Sumter, South Carolina.
K4AUC. He's in South Carolina. If so, I hope you done well, and your power and everything stayed on. Y'all are nice and warm down that way.
Thank you, sir. So far here at my house, everything is good, but there are some power outages and some slick roads. Thank you, sir. I was just reporting that we've had a little bit of ice and a little bit of rain and a little bit of snow, and roads are a little slick, and there are power outages scattered around, but right now everything's good at my house. K4AUC.
It's really good to hear. Really good to hear that your power's on down there. Hopefully it stays that way. I'm up here outside of Brevard, North Carolina, and the power just come back on about 8 o'clock tonight, so it was out most of the day. So I'm hoping it holds out tonight and tomorrow, and I don't have to worry about it again through this storm, because it's supposed to be cold up here. So I appreciate you being there tonight. With that, we'll go ahead and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, looking for comments or check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu all the way through. Please call KO4HK. Again, I invite you back tomorrow night. Come by and give Mr. Duncan a good dose of rider's cramp and see what's going on tomorrow night. With that, we'll send my net report and we will return shortly. Give me just a second. KO4HX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, God bless. Everybody stay warm and safe tonight, and be careful tomorrow if you go out. KO4HX, clear.